The Gemara over here talks about staring at the hands of the Kohanim. So the makar for the prohibition here is a Yerushalmi in Megillah and a Yerushalmi in Tainus, both in the fourth chapters of each Yerushalmi, that you shouldn't stare at the Kohanim during Birchas Kohanim, since it's going to be distracting to the Kohanim. This is brought by the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah in Parak Yudalet, and the Beis Yosef clearly says that one should not think that the issue with staring at the Kohanim is based on the Gemara and Chagiga and Daf Tzayin. The Rambam says, I know what you're thinking about, I know you did Daf HaShavua, and I know that the Gemara there says that you shouldn't stare at the hands of the Kohanim during Birchas Kohanim, like a rainbow or a nasi, because it's going to weaken your eyes, since that's only in the days of the Beis HaMikdash when they use the Shema Meforash. But there's no inyan bizman hazeh, says the Rambam, that you should not look at the hands of the Kohanim because there's something going to happen to your eyes. That has no relevance to bizman hazeh. That's only bizman Beis HaMikdash when they use the Shema Meforash and the Shechina was shara on their fingers in a real way, but not the case nowadays. And that's against Rashi, in the end of Megillah Chaf Dalet, who says the issue is that's going to damage your eyes. And Rashi says, look at our Gemara and Chagiga. So we have Machlokes Rambam Rashi, what the issue is. Other Rishonim also ask on Rashi, because the Gemara indicates that this is only an issue Bizman Habayis, when there's the Shema Meforash and Hashos Ashrina. The Tur Yevin Megillah Chaf Dalet tries to explain that even Rashi doesn't hold that it's us or nowadays. Others, the Nazira Shimshon and the Magen Gibbonim, understand that even though looking at the Kohanim may not damage your sight nowadays, but Rashi says the Isser still exists, even though you might not have the issue of the eyes, so to speak. Therefore, the Rishonim all explain that the issue is distracting the Kohanim, and that's the main idea here. The Hesach Hadas of the people as well, that the Kohanim are going to get distracted because you're staring at them, and you're going to get distracted that you're not paying attention to the Brach. And this is brought by the Ra'avya, the Or Zarua, the Rashban Megillah, and the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Chav Ches and Os in Sif Chav Gimel as well, that we don't look at the Kohanim because of the distractions. The extent of the Hesach Hadas extends even to learning during Birchas Kohanim. The Shark Nes HaGadolah says that it's not mutter to learn during Birchas Kohanim. This is also noted by the Pri Chadosh El Yarabah, the Ber Hetev. And the Chida writes in the Yosef Ometz, and he goes further and says that the Isser, it's Usser to daven during Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim is not time to catch up on your davening. It's also not respectful to be doing other things when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is blessing you. Ramosha has a tshuva. Ramosha says if you're still davening Shemon Esrei Birchas Kohanim, you have to stop. You have to listen to Birchas Kohanim. Stop what you're doing because you can't have a Hesach Hadas. And you have to be prepared to listen to accept the bracha. The tshuva is binyan Shlomo. Shlomo of Vilna has a beautiful tshuva in Chelek Alfan Rechaim Simin Yud. And he cites his brother, who asks, how come the Kohanim in the Yiratzon ask that it should be a bracha shalema, that the bracha should be complete? So he notes that the Sifri says that when the Sheikh Tzibor, that the role of the Sheikh Tzibor by Birchas Kohanim is not just for show, but the Sheikh Tzibor must call out to the Kohanim word by word, in order to make sure that it shouldn't be a Hesach Hadas. The Gemara in Yuma Nunhei says that the Kohen Gadol counts Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim, when he goes into the Beis HaMikdash HaKadosh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, in order to make sure that the count of the blood is correct. The Rambam explains why. He counts one by one to make sure that he doesn't miss one, because if you miss one of the counts, it's Ma'akev the whole Avodah. He'd have to go back into the whole Avodah Gan Yom Kippur if he missed one of the counts. And therefore he counts out loud to make sure that he puts the proper amount of sprinkles of the blood inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it would be as if, Chas V'Shalom, no Hazah, no sprinkling was done at all. So too, says the Binyan Shlomo, if a Kohen misses one word of Birchas Kohanim because he's not paying attention, he violates Bal Tigra, the prohibition of taking away from mitzvah in the Torah. That's how severe it is to make sure you pay attention during Birchas Kohanim. It would be no different than adding his own bracha and violating Bal Tosef in the other end. Therefore, we were metaken that the Kohanim repeat after the Sheyat Tzibor so he doesn't make a mistake. And therefore, says the Binyan Shlomo, that's why the Kohanim ask for in the Hiratzon a bracha shlema. That it should be the Ratzon Hashem, that the Kohanim not miss one word and violate a serious prohibition during Birchas Kohanim. There's a well-known opinion of the Sefer Charedim who says that not only do the Kohanim have a mitzvah to bless, but we have a mitzvah to be blessed. This is cited by the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha. There's a mitzvah on the tzibur to receive the bracha from the Kohanim. With this in mind, so I saw that Rosuya Dablitsky, Zecher Tzadok Livracha, writes in the Sefer Nesias Kapayim that if a person is late and they miss part of Birchas Kohanim, they should not come into shul. Because if you come into shul in the middle of Birchas Kohanim and you have not heard the entire bracha, it could be a violation of Bal Tigra, because you're not receiving the bracha shlema, the whole bracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Halicha Shlomo entertains the same possibility. Rav Nevensal also suggests in his Sefer Yushalayim B'Modea not to go into shul. And that is certainly a strong sheet amongst the poskim, that you must hear every bracha of Birchas Kohanim because of the issue of Hesach Hadas and missing one aspect of that bracha. On the other hand, there is a Tosas HaRosh and Megillah, the Shuvas HaRadvaz, the Kaf HaChaim, all right, that nowadays the Shechina still has presence on the hands of the Kohanim during Birchas Kohanim, and you should not look. The Rosh brings a Medrash in Shir HaShirim that suggests that irrespective of where and when the Kohanim bless the Jewish people, the Shechina is present, even though it may be more evident Bizman HaBayis, but it's still present Bizman HaZeh. The Pasuk says, Hinei Zeh Omeid Achar Kaslenu, Mashkiach Min HaChalonos, Made sits minacharakim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stares at us between the lattices, between the breaks. And the Medrash comments that he stands behind the wall of the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis Medrash, gazing through the chalonos, over the shoulders of the Kohanim, made sits minacharakim, through the fingers of the Kohanim. And that's the source, they say, of the idea that the Shechina is still there, Bizman HaZeh, looking through the hands of the Kohanim. Ana Dodi Amarli, what did he say? Yivarachacha Hashem v'yishmaracha. That's how the Medrash concludes. And the Rosh explains that it's usher to look at the Kohanim because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is peering through their fingers, and he is meitzitz minacharakim during that time. So a machloka still. The Magen Avraham says that only histaklus is a problem, which is what our Gemara is talking about, staring. But glancing at the Kohanim is not usher, because it's not going to lead to Hesach Hadas, and this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah. The Darkei Moshe says the Minhag Ashkenaz was to place the talus over the face of the Kohanim and to have the hands sticking out. And the Gra says this is the implication of the Gemara and Megillah Chavtal. The Mishnah Berurah says this is a proper Minhag as well. And the Beis Yosef cites the Minhag Mitzrayim to place the talus not only over the hands of the face of the Kohanim, but the hands of the Kohanim as well. And he says that is a minhag yafa, and this is cited by the Aruch HaShulchan, and that is certainly the minhag in most places, that the Kohanim not only cover their face for Hesach Hadas, but their hands, so that the people staring should not have Hesach Hadas and get distracted by their hands. And the Sefer Kosev Aruch Hu says the Kohen doesn't have a talus, he can still do Birchas Kohanim as well. The Darkei Moshe then continues, the minhag is for the tzibur to cover their faces in a place where the Kohanim don't cover their hands, and the Mishnah Berurah says that as well. And Rav Moshe writes in Rechaim Chelekei that whoever in the tzibur can cover their face should try and do this. Rav Yaakov Emden argues and says that it's not proper to cover your face when someone's trying to give you a bracha. It's a bit of a chutzpah, he says. Someone's trying to give you a bracha and you put your talus over your face, your face should be facing them properly. Rather, you should simply look down. As it says in Shulchan Aruch, there's no reason to cover your face. So again, Chilukei Deos amongst the Minhagim, the Magen Avraham says there's a Minhag Tanalik at all, and he suggests this is a Zeichel HaMikdash. Again, Mikra Din, there's no problem looking, because the Kohanim's faces are covered, and their hands are covered, so there's no Hesach Hadas, and there's no issue of looking at the hands anyway. But, says the Magen Avraham, it's Zeichel HaMikdash, to remember what was in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't look at the hands of the Kohanim. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah as well. Nowadays, again, because the Kohanim have their talisim over their hands and their heads, you can look if you want to. The Sefer Siach HaTfil says this. I know Rav Shechter says, if one is so inclined, you can look. It's not the end of the world. And however, we should be aware of the mistake to turn around. People mistakenly turn around, and they put their backs to the Kohanim. The Gemara in Sotel HaMeches says that a bracha must be given panim el panim, and Rav Yaakov Emden writes in the Siddur that one should not do like the Amei Haaretz, who turn their backs on the Kohanim because they're afraid of losing their vision. There is no blindness of the Seichel greater than this, says Rav Yaakov Emden. We have to make sure to face the Kohanim and to look forward, either with the talus over your face, or at least with your face down, or looking if you're so inclined.